Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody. Hey. Welcome. It's so great to have you on the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Thank you for tuning us in, turning us on. Thank you for June 9th, Pride Day number 9, but every day is Pride Day. Very incredible to remember LGBTQIA, all of the folks that are and have fought for and have been audacious, who have been outrageous, who have said, we are part of a community. And as we grow, the pop culture people are still trying to count how many gay people there are. Stop it. You don't need to count anymore. But we live in this world of freedom. And today I have two incredible people joining me here today that, you know, when you think about writing a book, you think about what's behind the book. And when I think about, you know, Alicia and Linda today, and I think about this life is yours. This life is yours. This life is yours. And I think about that message, but underneath that is discover your power, right? Discover your power, claim your wholeness, and heal your life. And if we could get a sense and learn how to do that, then the question is, what limits do we think there are in our lives, in our world? What are the limits that stand in the way of everything we wanted, everything we thought we could have, everything we thought we knew about things? Today, we're talking about divine audacity. Linda Martelowitz is joining me here today, the audacious claim that each of us can be the light of the world. And why is that? You know, and I think in some of your messaging and some of mine, and we think about Jesus, I was listening to this morning, you know, he instructed us to be all we could be and without limitation, you know, and without limitation. And so today is the world where we need to look at spirituality as it grows by the minute spirituality grows by the minute, larger in cities. And we think about what the message is. Today, I have these two amazing people, and somehow they're connected. They're going to tell you how they're connected. But when you bring two or more together, what you have is transformative, transmutable energy that can shift from the most negative of negative your thinking to a bliss state. Welcome to the show, ladies. It's great to have you here today.
Thank you. We're so excited to be here.
First of all, congratulations on the book.
Thank you.
To both of you. And I have a very interesting question for each of you. We're going to talk about discover your power. We're going to talk about this life is yours. In the journey in writing it, what have each of you discovered about the other in terms of their power? What have each of you discovered? Now, Alicia, I'm going to go to you first. I saw you sitting over there. See, when this was just radio, you couldn't see people, right? You'd be like, oh, who do you go to first? Then I'm looking at you and I'm like, yeah, tree of life behind you, beautiful.
I love it.
All right. What did you discover?
You know, it's going to be hard to put into words, but I discovered vulnerability that is not always visible in my mom. And that was huge because I'm the bleeding heart, lay all my emotions on the front. And she it's not that she doesn't feel it, but I don't always see it because she's done the work to keep herself composed, you know?
Yeah.
So the vulnerability, it really helped me. And it was an amazing breakthrough for both of us, I think, to work together.
I'm going to get back to that answer. Okay. I'm going to get back to that answer because, you know, it really speaks to everything you're putting in the book. You know, it really speaks to coming out of the gate. And, you know, one of the first questions you ask is why. But I want to hop over to Linda because I don't want to forget. I don't want to kind of let her off the hook.
Well, I love that answer, Alicia. I love what you found in me. And I say with you, it was a reinforcement of the power I know you are. You know, because Alicia's, you know, my experience of my daughter is, yeah, she comes to me when she's feeling emotional, when she has a need, when she wants to process something. And, you know, when she feels those moments of not in her fullness, you know what I mean? Not her full on self. And when I hear her stories, when we shared, when she would talk about, you know, the things that she went through that I didn't even know she had gone through, you know, in life. And the more, and then writing, the boldness for her to write for the very first time, her thoughts, her message, I just found her strength and power that makes me feel so good because I don't have to worry about my girl anymore, you know?
Well, and you know, I wanted to ask that question because of a comment, something someone said to me yesterday, and it really hit a note for me. It really got to me. And then I realized the truth in it. And the comment was, it was something I had not heard since my corporate days. And it's an energy apparently that is going on that I'm not familiar with. I work with women. I have women on my team. I have both men and women on my team. You know, right here today, I have two producers that are working this show. Benny and I have been together a really long time. But someone said to me, Pat, you haven't been in the working world, in the corporate world for a long time. And I thought about that. And you know, it took me a whole night to sleep to wake up and say, wait a minute, I own a corporation. So, okay. So she's talking. But she was right. And what she said is women have not gotten the mentorship that you struggled to get early in your life, the leadership, the Gloria Steinems telling you to live outrageously every day. And you have to create a forum somehow, Pat, to help women understand that they are here to help other women. Mm. And the person that was talking to me says, you know, what's going on now is so painful. What if women were able to support other women? Mm. And that leads me to my next question, because both of you support each other. I have a network full of women and men, and I work with women in recovery. And I want to ask both of you about the meaning for each of you of divine audacity, because see, underneath there are some underpinnings. There are some comedic references we could have today. Some of them are pretty biblical funny. Others are spiritual funny, but underneath them, there are so many things to talk about. And I want to ask each of you, what does that come to mean to you? What does divine audacity come to mean to you? And how have you been hanging out with it? How's it feeling? Linda, I'll let you go first. Alicia's like, she's going to go to me again first. No.
Well, no. I wrote the book title, right? So there's two things. For one, it's the acknowledgement that as I've been saying recently, we're 100% human and 100% divine, which means that we're whole and intact and complete. Right. And that means we come fully loaded with all the spiritual software we could ever need for our life. And so what that says to me is bring it out. It's all inside of you. And of course, it takes sometimes some study, some introduction, some mentoring, as you were just talking about. It takes that to be able to even recognize what we have inside of us that we bring out. But women particularly have been educated to stuff it, right? To stuff it, to stuff our emotions, to stuff our power, stuff our intentions. And divine audacity says to me, be willing to be 100% human, 100% divine, full on, bring it out.
Yeah. You know, let's talk about you, Alicia. What, you know, what for you, Alicia, one of the things that I'm really struck by is, you know, this beautiful, when I look at both of you, and especially the way that they've got Zoom hooked up here today, you know, bookends of the power of life. That's the way I see you. Bookends of the power of life, right? And the messaging in that. And talk to me about your version of audacity and, you know, how you tap into that every day.
Yeah, for me, it's through being authentic. The authenticity, meaning that whether there are flaws, whether there are things that I'm super proud of, that I'm not afraid to share that with people. And I think especially as women, again, we're taught to kind of be more humble in a way and not exude this state of power and being proud of our accomplishments and pushing ourselves to go for things. Because when we do that, we're told by patriarchal, you know, that we're being too gumptious or we're not meeting the definition of what a woman should be. Mm-hmm. And so for me, that that audacity is screw that. This is what I am. This is how I'm choosing to show up in the world. And whether or not you're on board with that, it doesn't change how I feel about myself. And that's a huge step into power for me. And my mom can definitely recognize that. So
yeah. Now, I forgot to say that you are mother and daughter. I forgot to mention that up front. You know, when I think about this, let's just talk about this and we'll go to a short break. First time author, and you're thinking about, you know, here I am, I have an opportunity. And I want to talk when we come back about the word power. And I want to talk about the power in many, many ways. You know, I think I shared with you a while ago, but I'm going to do it again. You know, this is when we're talking about life and we're talking about this life is yours. And now we're talking about divine audacity, right? Because we're now stepping into that new energy of divine audacity. Both of these are related. And here's the question. I don't think it's a mistake. I think there are invisible energies acting. When we come back, you know, we will talk about the power that we have in our minds if we are willing to step forward outrageously and claim it. And when we come back, I'd love to speak with each of you about, you know, what you've learned about claiming the power of our mind and making that choice. And I think I said this to you guys before. We'll talk about this when we come back. Many, many years ago, before the show, when I was at a really difficult point in my life, somebody handed me a book. And the book was called The Dynamic Laws of Prosperity.
Ooh.
And I got that book and I thought, you got to be kidding. Then I read the book. Then I requested an entire series of the book from Unity. Then I taught in my home. And those little stories in that book that I laughed about, the Catherine Ponder stories that I laughed about as being outrageously ridiculous, became my pathway to everything that followed for the next years, including today.
Wow.
But what was the switch? What was divine audacity that got switched on? When we come back, Linda, we need to talk about the power to turn that switch on.
Yes.
And it's available to every one of us. And if somebody hands you a book called The Dynamic Laws of Prosperity, please read it. But if they hand you a book, Divine Audacity, read that first. We'll be right back, everybody.
Are you feeling the complexity of life? Do you feel that urge to step into something greater? Tune in to Nailed It Radio. Find your simplicity within your complexity with me, life coach, Carrie Nail. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover what it means to use your full power to be the best version of yourself. Imagine stepping into the energy of saying yes to yourself and knowing you nailed it. For more information about me, visit CarrieNail.com.
Imagine starting your week off with a teaching, a clearing, and an activation direct from the God consciousness. If you would like to feel more in charge of your week ahead, then I personally invite you to join me, Tracy L. Clark, for our monthly Soul Sunday non-denominational service at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, online or in person. All donations for this event go to the TLC Initiative Fund to help those in need. Sign up now at TracyLClark.com and let's connect together in the glory realm.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Caring for someone with a life-altering diagnosis? You are a care hero. Navigating the unfamiliar options can be overwhelming, but you are not alone. Tune in to A Cup of Comfort with me, Trish Lau, twice monthly on Transformation Talk Radio. Let me guide you through your care hero journey by providing actionable information on how to care for a loved one in need. For more information about me, visit TrishLaub.com. That's Trish Laub, L-A-U-B as in boy, .com.
Tune in to the show Heart Change Consciousness with me, Dr. Trish DeRocher, as stories of inspired activism come to life. Listening to conversations with your favorite authors, change makers, and many more who practice inspired spiritual activism and transform vulnerabilities into sources of strength. Let's be inspired together through my show, Heart Change Consciousness, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
That's what we're talking about. Welcome back, everyone. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Talking about divine audacity, dare to be the light of the world. You know, we're talking about the journey of two amazing people. You know, as we think about not just this book, Divine Audacity, but we think about, you know, the other book that I referenced that both Linda and Alicia have written, This Life is Yours. But today is really an invitation. And before we go ahead and get rolling here, how do people find out about you? How do they get copies of your book? Linda, why don't you give us a clue about all of that?
Sure. You can reach me on my website, urdivine.com. That's the letter U, the letter R, hyphen, divine.com. You could purchase books there that we would sign them, you know, and then get them to you. And of course, the books are available on all the online booksellers. In fact, Amazon has it in print, in e-reader, and also in Audible.
I love it. And Alicia, how about you?
On all of the socials. I'm on Twitter, I'm on Facebook and Instagram, and it's all under my name. So, and then the website, of course, if you want to purchase the books, go to urdivine.com.
Thank you both. So let's kick this off talking about power for a minute, but let's kick it off with something from the book, Divine Audacity, if I could. You know, one of the words that are written in this book, you know, talk about the fact that right out of the gate, you're helping us understand that you're sworn off from separation. I love that. And I want to talk about that. When we talk about sworn off from separation, there's so many ways to think about it. The collective, you know, how we perceive God, you know, how we find God, what we mean. And when we say we believe in God, we believe in certain things. Now, I have to tell you, when my uncle approached me in his 90s and talked about leaving a religion he had been part of his entire life. I mean, multi-generational. You walk in the house and it's everywhere. You know, I stopped for a minute to think about that. And he said, I'm going to go and explore other people and what they do.
Huh.
And I just looked at him and said, you know, I said, Uncle Ralph, I had done that years ago. But what you write about in this book is so important because it gives us a why. It gives us a why. And when I think about this and I think about your purpose, as you call your purpose, if I can reference it, is to transcend religion and to flatten spirituality to level the playing field of thought and experience so that there is no higher and lower, no more spiritual and less spiritual. I want that we realize our oneness with God. Instead of identifying ourselves as only human, I believe we free ourselves from the limited human perspective by identifying our nature as divine. And I want to start there with each of you, identifying our nature as divine. Because in divine audacity, that's audacious, that statement right there. But Linda, let me ask you, that came to you from a very specific reason. It is not just empowering, it is a statement of power. Would you talk to the fact of how much freedom comes with that?
Well, you know, based on my discipline of then yoga and then the unity discipline in which I learned, I mean, I grew into this awareness, right? I grew from feeling powerless about conditions in my life and then being educated to the fact that there's another way to look at it. There's a whole other dimension of my life that if I would turn to that I would be relieved of the limits of the human condition. So the way I think about it is kind of smudging the perceived borders of my own body, right? Like taking that art eraser and just smudging it and removing the pretense of a solid me, you know, swirling in an atmosphere around me. And I become the atmosphere when I imagine that I don't have these borders that are just a perception, right? And so I spill out, the me of me just spills out into the universe around me. And this is where I have always derived power, right? From the atmosphere, knowing universal life, love, wisdom, all those things. And so when I perceive that I'm not separate from all of that, all of a sudden, my potential is endless.
Yeah, I love this for a lot of reasons because, it, you know, Alicia, it comes to you. I want to talk to you about this because the follow up to that, Linda, and thank you for that, is talking about practice and talking about, you know, here we are. And in that, you know, here we are expressing in any moment something of a nature of God. We are all capable of that in any moment. We are doing that. And there is a practice for it. There are little things that we each learn. The new level of awareness of it. Any circumstance, I think, is so audacious when you say that. Any circumstance, you know, whether it's the teachings you have early on or the teachings now. But here we are, and I love this idea, Alicia, when you think about in any moment, in any given point in time, you are that one. What are the challenges you had to overcome and still have to overcome like we do? What are those challenges that keep us separate?
Wow, that's a big one, but a good one.
I don't
one.
Know where that question came from. This is like, ask her that question.
No, I love it. I love it because I was thinking of, you know, I grew up in a pretty non-traditional path because of my mom and being raised in unity. So I've always been very open to learning and understanding about how other people view not only religion, their spirituality, but just how they live their lives. And I've always been so open to the differences and appreciated those differences. I think where the separation comes is that, again, it feels like a big thing to jump from I'm just this person and I need to turn to God. I need to turn to something outside of me because I don't have the strength on my own. That feels so gross to me. That's always felt that way for me. And my mom stepping and growing into this understanding of it really did free me in that, because I was like, oh, we can go here. All of a sudden her whole congregation is starting to go here, and you don't feel alone in that thought. So it's not the separation from God necessarily that is the change, because God is always there. It's the separation from others when we don't feel like we're being embraced or accepted with how we choose to live our lives.
Yeah. And, you know, by the way, you know, I'm not going to talk a lot about it today, but you heard me reference Pride, you know, at the beginning. Mm-hmm. You know, we're celebrating Pride Month. Very important in the community that I live in. It's important in a lot of other communities. But the real separation has been for people of the LGBTQ plus community and religion and spirituality.
Yes.
As if people in LGBTQ cannot be Christians or right. cannot be spiritual. And so, you know, we're seeing that differently. And, you know, you got to point to people like Pete Buttigieg for a minute, you know, that openly talked about that and right. others. But when we come back, you know, this is the fun part of this. We're going to talk about the greats. We're going to talk about these people, the Jesus, the Gandhi, Mandela, contemporary people that walk in spirit. And I am going to mention her name, Greta Thunberg, you know, young woman. Where does she get that chutzpah from? Malala Yousafzai, a woman that said, I am this, I stand for this, you're going to shoot me in the brain, so what? I'm going to keep going. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the fact that these people were never exempt. They were not exempt. They're not exempt from human circumstances. When we come back, how do we take the lessons from these people? How do we tap into divine audacity to help us heal now? We are not just a nation. For the first time, I do believe in the history of our evolution, for the first time, we have equally and equivocally presented with a challenge, which we're calling COVID-19. And that has brought us together as one common and human circumstance. And what do we do to help each other? If we could still take that common circumstance and say, what can we do to heal? We've got to heal. When we come back, I want to talk about these people. You know, when did Jesus drive his truck into a wall and say, oopsie, that was a challenge. Let's take a short break. That's my version of one of the, that's my versions of one of the story in the scriptures, right? Yeah. He doesn't have a car. Jesus didn't have a car.
Right.
He did drive himself into a wall. Let's take a short break, everybody. When we come back, how do we step forward? How do we get through these circumstances? How do we not become them? How do we not change our identity to a story of our past? How can we look at the past 18 months and say, I am here. I have a divine identity, and I have the power to be the light in the world and in my life, for my children, for my family, for others. I can do it. We'll be right back.
I'm Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia, and I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyobear.com. That's drkathyobear.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on transformationtalkradio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Transition, simultaneously the most difficult and vital part of the human experience. Without change, how would we grow? Tune in to Grounding Into Your Radiance with Stacey Barber every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Step into your truth and allow the light into your life. For more information about Stacey and her services, visit StaceyBarber.com. That's Stacey, S-T-A-C-I-E, Barber.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Hey, everybody, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. Why? We're giving stuff away. From day one, we were talking about this during the break, and I learned this, pay it forward from, and I need to give credit to that book that I referenced, Dynamic Laws of Prosperity, only because of a couple of stories in that book. And the stories have to do with overcoming obstacles. But pay it forward. We've been doing it since Benny out of the gate, like the birth of the show when it was crust busting. One copy of the book, This Life Is Yours, signed by authors Linda Martello Witsit and Alicia Witsit. And then one copy of Divine Audacity, signed by the one and only Linda Martello Witsit. Both books, amazing. We're talking about Divine Audacity, but we're actually talking about both of them. So I kind of put both of them together in this. 1-800-930-2819. Go ahead and do that. And by the way, books are on Amazon, print, Kindle, audio formats. I love audio formats. Go ahead and do it. IndieBound, Barnes & Noble. The URL is, make sure I get this right, www.ur, and those are letters, www.ur-divine.com. Did I get that right, ladies?
You did.
Yeah. This is the time we've got to talk to ourselves about punching in, piling it on, and pumping up the power, mm-hmm. right? We got to get in the game, build up some muscles, and stand in our power. Those three things you talk about in the books, both books, many different ways. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that I love about what we're talking to, and I want to get back to it, is this idea of how to choose the approach of divine audacity. And I reference some of our friends, Jesus. I reference Jesus. There's so many people to reference, but I cannot think of a single person that I've either interviewed. You two, maybe not you so much yet, Alicia, but I don't know. People I've interviewed, people that we reference in the world. And, you know, I talked about Greta Thunberg in a minute. Greta is I don't even know how to describe this young woman. But even her now receiving death threats for herself and her family, to kill her family, if she continues to talk about climate change. We all have challenges. We're in the middle of a big challenge. Help me, help everybody here learn to tap into something so that when we look back at these challenges, we look at them as a blink in an eye. Tell me about how Divine Audacity, Linda, it can help us with this.
Well, the way I experience it and teach about it is we have a pivotal mind. We have the ability to pivot our awareness, right? And so when something unwanted is going on, when I'm feeling the weakness in that, or I'm feeling, you know, not empowered, then for me, that's a clue. That's a clue to me that I'm in the state of limitation or only human. I'm seeing myself from the framework of I'm only human. And for me, the discipline that I have learned is to say, but wait a minute, let me think about the fact that I am more than human, that I am 100% divine as well. If I knew right in this moment that I was divine, that there were no limits to what could be, what might I choose next, right? So I pivot my awareness and I say, I can keep all of my attention on what seems to be missing, wrong, or broken, what seems to be going wrong. And if I do that, all I do is deplete my energy and I feel small. And isn't there another value? Isn't there something that's more valuable to me than being small and weak right now? And so let me say, hey, you know, what's a higher value? A higher value would be, you know, what if I could actually make a difference in this unwanted condition? What if I could make a difference? What if I could do something, choose a way of thinking or behaving that would literally change the possibilities? Would I be interested in that? And so that's the sort of conversation I have with myself. I can stay here in my pity party, in my smallness, or I can say, you know, I have a potential because of my divine nature that anything's possible. Am I willing to turn to that possibility and start to imagine what could be, and then put myself in the vibration of some greater possibility? To me, that's the simplicity of how it works. It's not magic. It doesn't require me to have a relationship with a deity necessarily, right? It's not something that's happening outside of me. It's the power within my own mind, my infinite mind, not just the limits here in the brain, but that infinity of me. I have that capacity to change my attention, to just say to the scared little feelings that come when I feel small and limited, right? Or broken or something missing. I have a greater me that I can say, let that me take charge and let that me, you know, bring us out of that. And let me not be so captivated by that niggling little voice, right? The monkey mind, it's been called, right? The little me sort of fears and doubts and all that stuff. They're there. It's not like that's going to go away. It has some place in my life, right? It's a valid part of my humanity. Let me not hate it or try to eradicate it, but let me just not give it so much of my attention. Let me turn my mind toward what else am I interested in? What could be more wonderful? Let me think on that and move in that direction.
Wow. You know, let's kick it over to you, Alicia, because, you know, this is really a lifetime for me of learning some tools. And we're going to get to some tools today. But foundationally, what you're speaking about is, let's just call it the title of a very old song called Hooked on a Feeling. And what I mean by Hooked on a Feeling, that is a song. Right? Probably. I don't even know how old that song is, but I love that song. And I love the energy of it, because if we are hooked on a feeling, and feelings are attached to, Linda, what you just talked about, yep. Feelings are attached to our human experience. Even if we don't express ourselves, even if we don't want to say, I love you, or we don't want to say anything whatsoever, underneath there is we're hooked on a feeling. If we stay hooked on a feeling that is holding us back, if we stay hooked on a feeling that generates fear and lack and scarcity, if we are hooked on that feeling, then hooked on that feeling, it's like flypaper. if you get hooked on those feelings, that becomes the flypaper of the negative accumulation of anything that can hold you back. Right, Linda?
Right.
Alicia?
Right.
Absolutely.
We are hooked on a feeling right now. Many feelings. But the feelings we have, and this is why I want to talk to you today, we're hooked on feelings of mistrust. We're hooked on feelings of separation. We're hooked on feelings of not, you know, on diverse actions that just don't work for people. And yet there's such a call for justice right now and power. I've never seen it. I haven't seen it since like way back. I haven't seen it since Nixon, where people are calling for justice of some kind, something to level the playing field, something outside of themselves. And I will tell you that if you're like me and you've gone through that period of life, you start to disintegrate on the inside. Alicia, I want to ask you, how do we build up that inner muscle? How do we not just step out in divine audacity, but how do we build divine audacity inside? And maybe on this day, if you're listening to this show, you're not going to open the closet and bring out that wine bottle before you serve your kids lunch today. Maybe today you'll find some inspiration to maybe give Linda or Alicia a call. Maybe today you'll hear something or get a copy of their book. Maybe today is your day for divine audacity. Help us with that, Alicia.
Yeah, well, it starts with acknowledgement. You know, you talked about feelings, and feelings are there to remind us or kind of tap us into what is the bigger problem. What am I feeling? What's going on within me? What's going on in the world outside that my coping mechanisms are not as healthy as I would like them to be? So you have to be able to stand it, stare it down face to face. This is what it is. And I think that we've had a lot of time over these past few years of sitting by ourselves, and it's overwhelming. It's overwhelming to the point where we're shouting through social media, where we're shouting to be heard. And in some way, there's nowhere for that to go. There's nowhere for that energy to go because we're not in actual connection with other beings, right? So we come back and we sit down, and these feelings just swarm and kind of suffocate us. So that flypaper, what you're talking about, we're stuck there. Mm-hmm. We're stuck in, I don't like this current condition. So how can me being present and living in the now, when I don't like what's happening now, be good? But then there's also the connection with the past, and this is bringing up things that happened to me who knows how long ago, you know? So you're stuck there, and you're stuck in the hope of the future, or the what if of what's next. So that's a lot to deal with. So if you're there, like most of us are there now, you should be proud that you're still standing, that you're still able to be here. But what you have to do is acknowledge it, and then be willing to say, what is the next step? What is one thing I could do that would make a positive change? So in our book, we talk about 15 minutes, what 15 minutes can do. And it's that simple to start there. 15 minutes, I'm taking a 15 minute break from this condition, from this circumstance, and that's going to elevate my thinking, and it'll change things too. It'll absolutely change things. So, one of my favorite things is rest. We talk about taking naps. Huge fan of taking naps. Naps are when my brain shuts off and I don't have to think about anything else. But also just as simple as listening to a song and letting yourself dance, letting yourself have that freeness and that energy, and restoring back to a higher vibration, basically. So that's what it is. We want to interrupt the current condition, but we still are acknowledging that it's there. We have to have both.
I love this. You know, I know these out. This hour goes fast. It really does go fast, and it goes quickly as we start to chat. And one of the things that I'm really excited about, especially now in talking with you, is looking at the future. And Alicia, I want to do this with you. We've talking about these two books. And by the way, we still have one book to give away, 1-800-930-2819. So please know that. But we're going to take a really short break. When we come back, you know, we'll pop Linda back in. When we come back, we're going to talk about how do we fire up audacity in a fired up world, the world we're living in now. Short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to transformationtalkradio.com or visit Susan's website at susandolce.com.
Creating and living the Octarine Way, soul design for self-enlightenment and self-healing. Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio the second and the fourth Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with me, Viviane Chauvet. As we transcend the third dimensional plane of reality, we move into higher realms of existence. Let us reclaim our sovereignty as divine essence of light and unite our voices to successfully manifest ascension on Earth. For information on our services, Copper Art Store, and to connect with me, visit infinitehealingfromthestars.com. That is infinitehealingfromthestars.com. Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio with me, Viviane Chauvet.
Imagine you are a ball of steel, smooth, small, and cool to the touch. Your life will soften you with fire. You will take hits that shape you. You will be forged into a powerful, purposeful work of art. Tune in to Forging a Life with Coach Christine Clark, joining Dr. Pat Basile in a three-part series, Truths in the Creation of Katana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christine Clark, a gifted, engaging speaker and trainer who has forged her life in the fires of self-employment, will take you on a journey to exploring the internal, mental, and emotional blocks that stand between us and a life of significance. For more information about Christine, visit sunglowtransformation.com.
What we've been taught and told is not all there is. Life is all about energy, and the energy you feel is real. Tune into the energy paradigm each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com with Dr. Vic. The energy paradigm is an eye-opening, mind-shifting, transformative, and earth-shattering way to live, work, and do business that will enable you to unlock your magic every day. Visit TheEnergyParadigm.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. This is an invitation. This is an invitation. This is about audacity, but it's about divine audacity. And I want to make sure you all know that when I talk with, you know, these two amazing women, Alicia Witsit and Linda Martella Witsit, and these are authors of two great books. I want to make sure everybody knows how to contact you both. So, Linda, let's connect with you. And then, Alicia, let's go over to you. How do people get a hold of you?
Sure. The easiest way to reach me is through my website, which is www.urdivine.com. The letter U, the letter R, hyphen, divine.com.
Thank you.
And I'm on all the social media. I'm on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. I would say Instagram or Facebook direct message is the best way, but it's just Alicia Witsit, my name.
Loving it. Mm-hmm. Thank you both. Look, here's what I want to talk about. And I know we've only got a few minutes left, but I do want to comment on this. When I get a meditation, and what the meditation says to me is, this is about release, this Mercury, the moon, this is about release. And I want to ask you, what is your message for people today to do the following, especially in the spirit of divine audacity, to imagine standing in a purified stream of light, to imagine letting go of rigidity, of fear, of worry, anger, resentment, insecurity, lack, and victimhood? I'd like to know from each of you in these closing minutes, please give us your message to do that. And let's start, Alicia, with you, and then Linda will wrap it up with you.
Yeah, I think, fitting with Pride Month, it's just being willing to stand authentically as who you are and release the fear. If I could let go of anything, it'd be to release the fear that I'm not okay exactly as I show up in this world. You know, there are people out there that are going to embrace you because the light from you is going to shine even brighter when you're living in your truth. So release the fear. Just go for it. Do something big.
Wow. Go big or go home. Love that.
Yeah.
Linda.
Well, and I would even just add to that, because that can feel like a big frog to swallow, depending on where we're standing. But to find your people, find the people in whose company you feel your most expansive self. Find the people who are the champions of you being your full-on you. You know, those people who see the greatness and goodness in you, that's so important to cultivate. Yeah. The kind of community where you can practice being the light of the world, right? You can. Yeah. Turn it on and in a safe way. And then you just get more sturdy, more strong, more capable, more bold, more audacious, as you have a practice ground for it.
And I want to thank you both. And Linda,
I want to say to the LGBTQIA community, look, if you are a spiritual person and you've been beaten by some, religious fundamentalism or something like that, try unity. Unity is all out on Pride. You can find unity, be unity on Facebook. We're featuring prayer service leaders for the month for Pride Month. And anyway, I just want you to know there's community for you.
By the way, unity has always done that for as long as I can remember. And, it is something that, for me, it is when you have an organization like Unity and you write about these things about oneness, you write about the goodness of God, you write about the benevolent universe, you guys actually show up as that. That's called alignment. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad you brought it up, Linda, because right now we all are one and we need a home to feel safe, to practice what we believe in as God, yes, spirit, whatever you want to call it. I want to thank you both for joining us here today. One last quick tidbit. I want to know from each of you, what is your word for the day? What do you want to leave us with? Alicia.
Oh, my smile. Word is almost, it's almost always zeal. Zeal. Just have joy. Put joy into everything you do. It's just going to turn your day around.
That's Jessica's middle name. Oh my gosh.
Really?
Whoa. Yeah. Linda, how about you?
Awesome. Well, for today, every day it's different. Today, my word is courage. Courage.
Yeah, I love it. And I want to tell you what today for me, my word is inclusivity. Inclusivity.
Yeah.
It is one of the most powerful things you can know. But when you put all three of our words together, whoa, we're now on the divine rocket ship to oneness. Ladies, thank you both. You rock.
Thank